Speaking of gangbusters, let's talk some cricket. The Indian series is just around the corner. And who better to do that with than the great Mark Waugh, who joins us, a big part of the team around these parts on RSN these days. We love it. He's on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are terrific, mate. Going gangbusters. Can't wait for this series in India. What do you think is going to happen as part of this? Because there's some concern over Cam Green's eligibility. Do we play three spinners in the first test? Uzi's had some challenges getting there. How do you think it's all going to unfold?
Obviously, it's going to depend on what sort of pitch is served up in Naples, but I'd assume it's going to be a spinning pitch. So I think our team will be just the two spinners. We won't play three spinners because we've got Travis Head and Marnus Labuschagne who can bowl some decent spins. So I think it's going to be the two spinners. Probably Lyon and maybe Agar, I think, to start with in the first test, and then depending how Agar goes, that may change throughout the series. But I think that's how it's going to unfold. Cameron Green, by all reports, is going to be okay to bat, but not to bowl, which leaves a little bit of a hole balance-wise with our bowling attack. Obviously, we just have the two fast bowlers and the two spinners, so that's not a perfect scenario, but that's probably the way it's going to unfold in the first test in that call.
How do you reckon he'll go in Indian conditions, Cameron Green? He's the spruik horse, so to speak, in the Australian cricket team at the moment. How do you reckon he'll go?
Well, he'll be tested because it's a very tough place to bat in, very different conditions to what Cameron Green's been used to in Australia, where he's been playing on the harder, faster pitches, batting at number six in India. There'll be men around the bat, the pitch will be spinning, there'll be lots of pressure there. So that's a tough place to start your innings, and Cameron Green's quite a slow starter. Sometimes he gets a bit bogged down early in his innings. So there's lots of tests, lots of challenges for Cameron Green. It certainly won't be easy, but he's got a good game. He's a good sweeper of the ball. He's got long reach with his, he's obviously fairly tall, and he's quite attacking. So, those sort of assets are going to be handy, but it's probably going to be more just getting through the initial first 15, 20 minutes, which is the same for any batsman, actually, in India. Your first 15 minutes are crucial when, you're adjusting to the conditions and, there's men around the bat, etc. So you need a little bit of luck there, but hopefully, he gets a bit of luck and plays well.
What about just off the field for a tour of India? How big a acclimatisation is it to just live in that lifestyle, in that environment, with the conditions and all that sort of stuff when you first get there? Obviously, five-star hotels, they've been looked after pretty well, but just the heat when you're out there at training or walking around just to freshen your legs up, what's it like to acclimatise there?
It's a bit different, obviously, but, the players get looked after so well these days. You just mentioned the hotels. Accommodation is at least five-star in a lot of places, so there's no problem there. I think we're taking our own chef over there, so the food is pretty good anyway. The hotels have a good range of food over there. It's probably more the heat and humidity and maybe a bit of illness. You tend to get some illness there with stomach issues along the way. Well, that's been the trend in the past anyway. Jelly belly, that can come into play. So, there's times when you're not going to feel 100% physically, which is a big challenge as well. You've got to be mentally tough to get through that. But by and large, the players are looked after pretty well these days. So it's not a real issue travelling to India and playing over there now.
What's your take on preparing for a series like this and sort of the build-ups that you would like to have had as a player? I mean, we've played the Windies and South Africa, who provided little resistance. We spoke to Buff Lehman about this earlier in the week. Little resistance. So it wasn't really a great test for the Australian team, even though it was a couple of home series. Is that a good build-up to this series, or doesn't really matter these days?
I don't think it matters too much. Ideally, you'd like to come off some Red Bull cricket, be it first-class cricket or some good test match cricket, but as it stands, the fixtures, we've come off a lot of big bash cricket, and I know India have been playing a lot of white ball cricket just recently. They've had a few players play in the Ranji Trophy last week. Jadeja, for example, did a bit of match practice with the Red Bull after an injury. So it's probably not ideal, and you maybe do want a lead-up game, but half the time in these white games, the first couple of days is played at good intensity, and the last 2 days is just like a roll in the park, a practice game. So, I think these days the players get more out of intense net sessions and maybe their own sort of centre wicket practice as well. So I think they'll be all okay. I think the players are used to sort of chopping and changing from white ball cricket to red ball cricket, etc., and not a big time frame in between. Mentally, I think is the biggest challenge. You've got to change your game mentally, and obviously, a different style of batting or bowling for each individual is needed. But the players are pretty well adjusted to it these days, and I don't think it's an issue.
And just from the opposition perspective, who are the main threats of the red ball from India that might take this series away from us?
Well, they're missing a couple of key players. Don't forget that. They're missing Jash Bumrah, their best fast bowler. He's out of the series. And Rishabh Pant had that terrible road accident there about 4 weeks ago. So he's out as well. So two big outs. But the big ins are Jadeja, who's just come back from injury. He played in that Ramsey Trophy game last week and got 7 wickets. So I think with the ball, the spinners are going to be the threat. Jadeja and Ashwin in particular. I think he's a real threat, Ashwin, particularly as we've got a lot of left-handers in our side. We've probably got 5 or 6 left-handers in our top 8. So Ashwin's going to be a real danger bowling with off-spinners and variations. And then with the bat, I think Kohli's the one. I think he's ready to go again. Kohli's had a couple of lean years by his standards in Test match cricket. We've had a lot of big scores, but I see Sampson form in white ball cricket, and I think this series has meant a lot to him, playing Australia, beating Australia. So I think Kohli and Ashwin, they're probably the two big players who are going to give us most trouble.
I can't wait for it. It's going to be great fun. We'll be watching it all unfold on Fox, and a great time zone, 2, 3pm, the Nagpur test, which is going to be magnificent. Before I let you go, Mark, a story coming out this morning, Dan Bredig from The Age is alerting us to the fact that South Australia is making a bold bid to take the New Year's test away from Sydney. Mm. What say you?
I just read about that. Yeah, look, I'm not really sure what's going on there. I guess there's been a bit of talk about the Sydney test in recent years with the weather, that we need to change the time frame in the new year, take the test away from Sydney because of the weather, etc. Next season, we've got Pakistan and India out here. Pakistan 3 tests. Oh, sorry, and the West Indies for 2 tests. And I think it's scheduled that Adelaide are going to get the last test against the West Indies, so they're not too happy about that. So, look, I'd put my hat in the ring too, because it's a great venue, Adelaide. They get good crowds. Normally the day-night fixture, so they probably want the better test match next season. The New Year's test match and the Pakistan one. But, I mean, in Sydney, it's a tradition, really. In recent times, it's been the McGrath Foundation, the pink test in Sydney. Yep. So there's lots of tradition there. So I guess there's arguments either side of the ledger. So I'm not sure how deep and how correct that story is, and whether it's going to carry a bit of weight, or it's just a throw-off line by the South Australian Cricket Association. I'm not sure, but I guess it's worth a shot at the stumps for South Australia, because it is a great venue, but I think South Australia is a great venue any time of year over there and any test match. So let's see what happens, but it's interesting, that's for sure.
A bit happening in the world of cricket. Always nice to chat about it with you. We appreciate your time.
See you guys. Good on you.
Mark Waugh with us from